Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and day four of working with garlic. I hope everybody's enjoying the recipes. We really, when we put these recipes together, I want to give you the same recipes that I have used in my 11 years as a professional chef, different restaurants, working in Michelin-starred restaurants, working under Iron Chef champions. We have made some really cool stuff in the last 11 years. So I really want to give some recipes that really make you feel confident that you not only can be an untamed chef, but that we're utilizing all of the amazing locality of our ingredients and our amazing farms and farmers to really bring an experience like no other. This is my recipe for pickled garlic cloves with sweet peppers. Let's get started. Now, typically, whenever you pickle something, you would be like, oh, you know what, chef, I need to cook this for a certain amount of time. It needs to sit on a counter for a long time. It needs to do all these things. And don't get me wrong, that's very, very true. But this is what they call a quick pickling process, which means I can get these things going and get them pickled right away, and I can have this ready to go in a matter of an hour or a couple hours. So it makes my life a lot easier. And as a chef, one thing that we learn to do is to adapt to not only the originality of doing something, because we want to make sure we stay true to what pickling is, but I also like to do things faster and get more production out of 1 hour. The average great chef should be able to do 11 to 12 things at a time. So, and most guys, you know, they can't do that. But with these kinds of methods, it makes life a lot easier. And yes, you can do that. So the very first thing we're going to do is we're going to take 1 cup of red wine vinegar, 1/4 cup of pickling spices, and I'm going to put that into a small sauce pot. I'm going to bring that up to a nice simmer. Once that comes to a simmer, I'm going to add 5 mini sweet peppers. And I love those little organic sweet peppers you can get right now from Save Mart or Whole Foods. They're really, really tasty. And I wouldn't recommend eating the stem, but you know what? I'm pretty sure nothing would happen if you did, because they are delicious. But always make sure before we put anything, any vegetables or anything, we always give it a nice rinse, because it's always important just to make sure that we are being true to the kitchen, which means we're being clean to the kitchen. So what we're going to do is we're going to take those peppers. We're going to put them into that mix. I'm also going to put in there 1 whole shallot. And I want to just have a nice, beautiful whole shallot, unblemished, just a nice piece of shallot. And once I have that gorgeous shallot, I'm going to go ahead and cut that right in the middle and drop that in there as well. And then I'm going to add in 1/2 cup of regular sugar. And I'm going to add in I'm going to add in 1/2 cup of garlic cloves whole. I don't want no small garlic cloves. Let that sit for about an hour. Put it in the fridge overnight and enjoy the next day. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.